is Brandon. He'll be here. That is what he told me. I don't know, but we're finally back.
Welcome to WrestleMania.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all ages, both of you watching right now, which is shocking. I think one of them's me. So that's, you know, disheartening, sure. But here's the thing. I decided to go live tonight on YouTube, live, bring back WrestleFania for the first time in almost a year because, God damn it, WrestleMania is getting me excited. I wanted to do a surprise podcast about WrestleMania 40. Then I thought, you know what? I'm trying to do more here on this YouTube channel. And yeah, I'm using Zoom. Sure, you could see the Zoom logo, or you could see the Zoom logo because it's free. The video quality isn't great, but it's good enough and it's live, and it allows me to easily share my screen for that seamless video, you know, showing the theme song. I'm going to try to share the screen even more a little later. And it allows me to have additional people showing up, which I sent the invite to, you know, the man. Be on in a minute. Had to restart my laptop. Guys, if you have any idea who we are, you know that, you know, once an asshole, always an asshole. And Brandon is bringing it quality. Oh, but he doesn't have pants. He just texted me that he had to restart his computer. Live streams wait for no one. I scheduled this. I figured out how to schedule through Zoom. So when you click Zoom, you go to YouTube, boom, it shows up. It's live. We did it. And I'm here to talk all about WrestleMania 40. That's the big thing. I mean, you might say wrestling. Oh, WWE and AEW. I don't watch AEW. You might know that if you follow me at WrestleWatcher on the Twitter. Still, I call it, that's what I call it, and that's what I will always call it. But, you know, I also went into this without much of a plan. I have all the matches for WrestleMania, and I wanted to talk about kind of where I've been. I stopped doing the podcast, WrestleFania, after Brandon stopped doing the podcast because, you know, Brandon. I mean, let's be honest. If you don't know if you don't know Brandon, he's one of my youngest cousins. I don't know if he's my youngest cousin, but I think he is. He's my grossest cousin, and he's my most perverted cousin. And in many respects, that actually makes me love him even more. I sent an invite to him. I sent an invite to his big brother, Joe, and I sent an invite to my brother. I don't think Joe or my brother knew it was happening. So they'll probably be like, what the hell is this? Now I see one person is watching. I think that person is me. I don't care. What I'm trying to do is add content to YouTube. So the fact that this will be here when we're done and the video is going right up on as a podcast so you can watch this on Spotify as well. I need to tell Brandon though, we're live. I'm not editing it. I'm not cutting it at all. This is what you're going to have to deal with. So I hope he is, you know, on his best behavior. And again, I hope he pixelates all the right parts. So I don't watch AEW. I don't know why. It never connected with me. And I think part of me now is like spiteful. I just don't like Tony Khan, so I just don't watch AEW. I've been almost up to date with everything in WWE. NXT, if I'm not watching it, I have it on in the background while I'm doing something else. So I am just pumped for this weekend. I told my wife, yes, surprised. I told my wife multiple times that I am, you know, this weekend, it's kind of all wrestling. You know, Friday night, we'll be watching SmackDown in the Hall of Fame. Saturday, we'll be watching WrestleMania, and Sunday we'll be watching WrestleMania 2 as well. And what the NXT WrestleMania show is, what is that on Saturday? Stand and Deliver. It is on Saturday. Oh my God. I got to figure out a way to watch that as well. Now that might be a bit of a, that might be a bit trouble, a bit of, you know, a roadblock watching it live. I'm going to watch it, but watching it live might be a little harder than watching the shows at night. Those Saturday and Sunday night shows, I am all ready for. And oh my goodness gracious. I'm giving it a minute and then I'm just going to use my phone. You know, it's not like I didn't give him all day and give him a specific time. I even said, hey, I'm on Zoom early if you want to jump on. No, this is what we get. I'm going to push through. I'm going to talk about what I've been watching on WWE recently, besides, you know, the shows, which have been great. The Bray Wyatt documentary, which I just watched a couple days ago, made me smile, made me cry. It was so good, so sad. Like, and when they kept saying, oh, I still don't believe it. I still don't believe it. I'm thinking, yeah, it's like you still expect something to happen. I love it. Made me respect his brother, Taylor, Bo Dallas, even more. I want to see him back. I want to see him back doing something. It seems like they teased that at the end, which I thought was even cooler. Some sort of legacy for Bray, who just seemed like, you know, a lot of these people are, they're creative, they're performers. And holy shit, guess who's joining us? Finally, live on his phone, because he doesn't care about you, the viewer. He doesn't. Holy shit, he's got a goatee or a full beard. Oh, full my beard. Goodness gracious, I haven't seen this in so long. Thank God that you're only seeing the upper half of me, because the bottom half is doing something right now. There, okay, I want to see how it would look on the live stream. So you're next to me on the live stream. That's good. You want to turn your phone? Would that look better? Oh, look at that. Even, ooh, now I see more of you. Ugh. Brandon, you know what? And let me very quickly see if I can. We don't need to see that big, stupid name of yours. Sorry, I didn't mean like that.
Is my full name up here?
You bet your balls it is. I will do that right now. There. It's changed now. So thankfully, you know, all those lists you're on, you won't get pinged for not being where you're not supposed to. Brandon, I was just talking about the Bray Wyatt documentary.
Yes.
Did you watch
Wyatt.
It?
Wyatt.
This is why I stopped doing the show.
Wyatt.
Did you watch the, did you watch it?
No. But I heard it was good.
I'm so glad you're joining us. Us, you know, there's more of us here than there are watching. But here's the thing: I'm trying to make content for the YouTube channel, so this is one way of doing it. And I'm gonna put it up on. I think I'm gonna put the video up unedited on Spotify as well, so that it becomes a podcast. It becomes a Spotify show. Who the hell knows? Okay, so you didn't watch. Yeah, it was great. You tear up. You end up loving Bo Dallas like even more. Like you get
right,
and they tease something at the end there. I don't know if you saw the thing that
I saw that, yeah.
So that is cool. I'm also watching on the Roku channel the WWE Next in Line, I think it's called, or Next, whatever the hell it's called. It's called no, it's called WWE Next Gen. It is basically a tryout show, so it's from last year, WrestleMania Hollywood. They did like tryouts for a weekend to bring
should
people in.
Should I just
in.
Do this?
You know what? It doesn't matter. It truly doesn't matter. I was here for an hour trying to figure out. I have a slideshow of like for the matches. I mean, I had the music playing at the beginning, but yeah. I don't know, you know. It's all for nothing when you just want to, you know, you're just staring your nips right into the screen, you know? So here's the hot question. How hard are you? Now, we stopped doing the podcast. I think you stopped doing it much longer than I have. I stopped in May of 2023. I think I just stopped. I don't know why. And you might've come on for WrestleMania. I forget if you did it last year.
Are we live right now?
We're live on YouTube, yeah.
Okay. We're recording right now.
Yes, that too.
Okay. Should I put on pants? That's
no,
the question.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
In fact, I think you were
because
too
I was
much.
About to do a full body shot,
I think,
which is why I was asking. So.
I would like to see that. Tilt that camera down. I wanna see from nip to tip.
I just want to let you know before we continue.
Yes.
I am recording under nothing but the best conditions because I really care about the quality of the show.
I could tell.
I have the baby monitor on next to me. I have laundry going in the next room. And because my laptop decided to update, I'm on my phone. And but the bright side is I'm super focused. I have a beer. I have I get bored. I have X-Men Apocalypse playing, the worst X-Men movie ever. And
I don't know. I saw Dark Phoenix.
Up. So if you bore me, I'll just watch X-Men and play video games. So
I would rather you watch X-Men Apocalypse. Is it the worst? Because we also have Dark Phoenix is pretty bad.
Which one?
Dark Phoenix and New Mutants. I thought both kind of sucked.
Never saw New Mutants. And Dark Phoenix, was that the last one? Actually, I think that might be.
Yeah,
the
that
one
was the last one. That was it was. Yeah, it was like the last real X-Men quote unquote movie.
Yeah, yeah. I think you might be right. Third worst.
Pretty bad. Yeah, but Apocalypse was pretty bad too. Terrible villain. So. Yeah.
Anyways,
speaking
what
of
we're
watching
talking
things,
about, there's wrestling or something.
Speaking
on
of
week.
Watching things, Brandon. Yeah, so the next gen, it's free on Roku channel. Like, you don't need a Roku. Yeah. I like watching it. It's like Matt Bloom and HBK, and they're like doing.
Is this like a new Tough Enough type thing?
It's kind of like that, except it seems like it's a training. They're doing promo classes and getting them in the ring. And it's a reality show. I think it's like 8 episodes or something. But
right.
I enjoy it. I'm a sucker for that shit. And
I am so informed. It's obvious why I'm on this show.
Right? That's what I wanted to talk to you about. That's why I also invited both our brothers in that text. I said you can click
they're
it.
They're not coming on.
You click it, you're live on YouTube. They didn't even click on the watching, I could see. Thanks, guys. Supporting your family. Are you watching anything? I know you have two kids at home.
I am.
I know you have multiple kids elsewhere but.
I am. So I'm doing more than I was, which is every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Saturday, I'm reading the results. And I am watching more clips online than I have in a long time, especially with the Bloodline, The Rock, Cody Rhodes. The Rock has just been goals as he's coming back. I tuned in and watched the press conference live.
That was fun.
So, little things here or there. I still, I just do not have the time to sit down and watch 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of NXT, 2 hours of SmackDown. But I am following
2 hours of
product.
Collision, 2 hours of Dynamite.
Oh, did not even get me started in AEW. That's really, I was pissed because I told my brother is coming to watch. He's coming to watch WrestleMania with me on Saturday, which is the first time I think we watched it together since. We were all together. In like 2019, maybe.
You went to the one in 2019.
So it was 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Okay.
You went, 2019 was the one you guys went.
So I left, watched WrestleMania with him live in person.
That's great. Isn't that
but the last
crazy?
Time we watched it together on TV was the year before when we were all together. Because then after that, I had kids and then COVID and then, life.
Yeah.
I
still don't have I don't have children. But I have podcasts. I have you.
I'll give you some children. you can get into that how you want.
Yeah. Where did you get these children?
I say all that because, you know, this was originally going to be an AEW Collision Party. But
it just so
then I got
happened.
the unfortunate news it's being pushed back to a later start time. So I figured while he's here, we might as well watch night one of WrestleMania. And then, of course, whether the main event's done or not, we will be turning it off to tune into Collision.
You
So,
got to see, you know, how that ends. Are
yeah.
they doing Collision that night? It feels.
Oh, they're doing Collision that night. Yeah.
They'll be tweeting about it. Thank you, Tony, for saving wrestling. The people
it's being interrupted for something, I think. NCAA, maybe. Oh, so they are.
Put it on.
Have a late start time.
Oh, it is going to be later?
Yeah.
That's for,
which, how convenient for them.
Right.
11?
But is that...
I think it's starting at like 11 or 11:30.
Oh,
but
wow.
I'm like WrestleMania might not even be done by
it might. I think there's
then.
seven matches per night or something like that.
Something like that. It's going to be a good like 4 hours per night.
Is Joseph still, is he up on A&W? Does he watch it?
No, neither of us are up on it. I pay no attention to it other than random things I see on Twitter or whatever. You know, if something, you know, I know Adam Copeland did a promo in defense of AEW because I saw it on Twitter.
That's
and
what
I
I feel
know
like.
That,
Dude, just
that's all I hear
ignore it.
about the drama because I do not watch the show. I have
Like,
watched in the past. I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
And there's some good parts of it, but it's just it for me, there just like is no story to hook me.
Yeah.
And
not, hook doesn't hook.
Hook did not hook me. And now it's just like it, you know, I said back in the day this is reminding me of WCW, and now it's just like more than ever.
Jesus.
It's like more and more like WCW. And I liked WCW back in the day. I'm not let me rephrase. This is reminding me of the worst parts of WCW.
Because I'm thinking WCW or NWA. I remember it. I never watched it. It was on at your house. When we came over to your house on Saturday nights, it was on there. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, I was always a WWF guy first.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I
you
got
love
into
Panda
WCW.
Bears.
And then I loved Panda Bears. And then, you know, the Monday Night War. So it was like constantly flicking back and forth between Nitro and Raw. And for a while, Nitro was better. It was the better show. Then Attitude Era happened, and it no longer was the better show. And the
like
rest is history.
That's happening again, I guess.
Yeah.
It's history.
Yeah.
I just feel like the whole thing where Edge goes on, I'm sorry, Adam Copeland goes on and has to defend. It's like, ignore it. I would ignore it and do your own thing. And be like,
that's
what does that
thing.
Matter to us?
They never, they're always so preoccupied with like the online drama and, you know,
giving credence
and
to
this
it.
That's like, just put on a good show.
That being said, I did
just
enjoy the CM
it,
Punk
you know?
Interview.
But
I'm a
that,
hypocrite.
That interview was great, yeah.
When he
but
was over there, I was like,
there's a difference between doing like a podcast interview and answering questions. And then, or going on like your weekly television show and, you know, and like defending the drama, you know, like if
we love it,
if let's say, you know, Edge, Adam Copeland, or Bryan Danielson went on a podcast and started dishing all this dirt on WWE and putting them in a negative light, you're not going to have, you know, somebody, you're not going to have
the
Seth
Miz.
Rollins go out
right.
and
all
like,
right.
Nope. And address it on Raw. Like, it's just they're above that, you know? And AEW is not, or at least Tony Khan is not, and he just keeps.
That's what it
I
seems
don't
like.
Know. It just
even
seems
if it's not right, it's
ridiculous
how it comes across and how it comes across.
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
Yeah. He also comes across like he's on a lot of cocaine.
The opinions of certain podcasters are correct. No, I everything I know about it, I just hear in podcasts. I hear them talk about it sometimes in podcasts, but But I am a sucker for checking those tweets on Thursday to see what the ratings were. I'm like, oh yeah. My God, they're like 750,000. And yeah, obviously SmackDown does better because it's going to go down when it moves from broadcast to cable. But I'll be interested to see if they ever release Netflix numbers for Raw. That would be.
I imagine they'll have some kind of statistic, even if it's
WWE will be like we're the most streamed,
number one most viewed 3-hour Monday night live program
sports
in
entertainment
history. It's like, yeah, no shit.
Next week we'll beat that one. We're one for one. So I'm almost, you know, watching it all. I will be watching everything, you know, from SmackDown to Hall of Fame to try to get Stand and Deliver in there at least. And then of course the both nights. I will be on live tweeting. You'll be with your brother, so you probably won't be as
I'll be on or off. Saturday night, but I'll probably be more on Sunday night. I'll be watching Solo Sunday night. So we'll be watching night one together and night two apart.
That makes sense because it's Sunday.
Monday, you know, got to return to the real world. And gone are the days where I can take the Monday after WrestleMania off from work.
That used to be great.
Because now I need those days for sick children. So,
yeah. What a loser.
Tell me about it.
So, I'm going to try something right now. I'm ready to talk about WrestleMania. Now, I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to do it anyway. I can see YouTube on one side. I can see us on the other side. I'm going to go to share screen. I'm going to go to desktop. I'm going to...
Are you able to see the chat? Because I'm sure it's blowing up right now. Can you read some... do we have any questions?
Yep, there's Brandon is... doing this. Oh, now I've got a white background. That's not what I was looking for.
That's a little
racist. And 99% chance there being more people on. Oh, I lost you.
You lost me. I'm right here.
Oh, the sound. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was looking at the YouTube and not the live. Not, oh my God. Okay, I'm going to try. Now, what happens if it says...
You're so professional at this. I'm not sure why we don't have more people watching.
I know, right? I'm going to try something. I don't know if it's going to work. It's definitely not going to work. Okay. So let's go over here. Let's do this. I'm going to try. And I'm going to hit share. Here we go. Now. Oh, come on. Well, what I have here, I have a WrestleFania Live screen on my screen. Can you see it?
I can see it, yes.
Oh, but I can't see you. What the frig? You're not the live screen anymore. No,
all you need is my golden voice.
That's true. And I played this already. When's the last time you heard this song, man? I'm going to play it again. Oh, when you talk, you come on the screen. Oh, that's good. I wish I could make us bigger. Brandon, how you doing? I hope that you are not in.
Welcome to WrestleMania.
Wyatt.
All right. I'm going to try. I'm going to make us bigger, but I don't think it's going to work. So watch this. Boom.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
I have every match pulled up here. And I was going to go back and forth from sharing the screen, not to sharing the screen. It might be extremely clunky, but again, my brother's here. Sorry, I just freaked out. Woo. Woo.
Wow.
All right. So this first match, Brandon. Yeah. Brandon, do you know who any of these people are? Have you been watching?
I know who they are, yes. We have Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill.
Yes.
Versus Damage Control.
Yes. This seemed like a perfect start for Jade Cargill.
You know? Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a way to get her exposed on a big stage. She'll be able to shine in select moments and kind of hide some of her maybe faults, if there are any.
Her greenness,
yeah.
I would think so. It makes sense. Put her in there. There's not really a story yet for, I feel like I'm just like second guessing. Oh, there he's gone. He left. So
it was an accidental click.
Like it's a perfect way. This whole match, it gets them all something to do, but I feel like the whole thing is just kind of hopefully to be a showcase for Jade. That's what I would think.
Yeah. They needed to get, I think, you know, Damage Control and Bianca Belair on the big stage. You know, they needed a match at Mania.
Yep.
And I think in addition to that, you know, it's just a good way to give her that big first exposure. I mean, after the Royal Rumble where she kind of first showed up.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think it's weird, like there's no tag belts on the line, but I'm guessing maybe after this, that will lead to a tag match at some point.
Everything.
Payback, or whatever's next.
Yeah, I think, you know, in a match like this, you got to give the win to the baby faces, give them a feel-good win, especially since Jade Cargill's in there, and it's kind of her first pinfall submission match. And I think they got to get the win. And then, I think, like you said, from there, there'll be some kind of tag title match down the line.
That seems to be, we're in agreement there. Now the match everyone has been waiting for. We have the guys on the left against the guys on the right.
I knew these guys were
Street Profits. They don't have a name. They're not Hurt Business. They're just Street Profits and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
And Authors of Pain and Karrion Kross. Ooh, look at that. It took me a moment.
So I knew these guys were in a program. I honestly had no clue this match was happening at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Are there going to be matches on the kickoff? Is this going to be a kickoff match?
I don't know.
Because last year, I think all the matches were on the main card.
I think
card,
they put them
right?
all on the main card now. They didn't talk about anything being kickoff. Especially now that it's all pretty much all easily accessible on Peacock.
Right.
I would assume that Bobby and the Prophets win because I feel like they've been getting beat up here and there.
Yeah.
But at least they're giving Cross something to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a more... This is the most high-profile thing he's done since returning to the main roster.
I think it's his first Mania.
Yeah. But I think you got to give the win to the faces. I think at WrestleMania, it's the one night, like, when in doubt, give the win to the baby faces.
Which I didn't think they were going to be. I thought they were going to be heels, but I think people just liked them too much, and they were in between there, and they kept them as baby faces.
Yeah.
But obviously against these guys, they are the heel. Now, here's another match that kind of got thrown together. You'd think the guys in it, you're like, they got to be doing something. There has been a story going on here, but you're like, oh, what are they going to be doing at WrestleMania? And that, my friends, is Dragon Lee. The masks against the faces.
Right.
Dragon Lee and Dominic's dad against Rey's son and Escobar. Why am I not blanking his first name?
Santos
Escobar, yes.
I saw this match was announced, and, you know,
I think they did it last week.
It makes sense in some ways. I think Dominic Mysterio is like one of the best heels in the business. You got to get him on the show. You got to get Rey Mysterio on the show.
It's worked what he's done.
Dragon Lee, you know, they seem to be putting a lot behind. Same thing with Santos Escobar. I haven't been following the story close enough to know why, like, Judgment Day is working with you know, his stable. I don't really care that much.
I think it's the connection between Escobar and Rey is bringing Dominic in, which is bringing the
right,
whatever the hell that
you know.
Is.
I hope
I was gonna
that
say New Day, but it's not Judgment Day.
I like that. It was just last year, right? We had the Rey Dom, you know, singles match, and now they're following it up with this tag match. My money is going to be actually on the heels in this one. I think Dom and Santos gets the win.
Interesting.
I think
I'm going to go with Mask Face guys.
I mean, and that's a safe bet. I think in at Mania, especially, I think a lot of faces will get the win. I just think, you know, Rey doesn't need the win.
No.
Dragon Lee, I think they're pushing less than they are Santos and Dom.
True.
Dom got
got the
you know, loss last year in Mania. I'm going with Santos and Dom.
Dom had the best entrance at Mania last year, coming in with
the
mask and the police van and the handcuffs.
Listen, if you told me 2 years ago I was going to be a Dominic Mysterio fan, I would have laughed
right?
at you. So.
This next one, no titles or anything like that as well. This is just a grudge match between the most jacked AJ Styles I've ever seen. He feels like, I don't know, he's been lifting extra. Against LA Knight, it's the battle of the initials, LA versus AJ.
It's the battle of two high profile guys that we have nothing else for, so we might as well put them in a rivalry together.
But it's,
I mean, LA Knight's got to get the win here, right?
Yeah,
he
absolutely has to get the win.
His, you know, first AJ, big high profile Mania match. They keep, you know, teasing a big push for him. You know, he's been in the main event. He's in the mix, but he's just not that guy yet who's getting that monster push. But I mean, he's still one of the biggest ovations, one of the biggest merch sellers. I think it's him and Cody that sell the biggest merch from last I saw. So, I mean, he's got to get the win. And I think, you know, I would not be surprised if he's a Royal Rumble winner next year.
I like that.
Or maybe a Money in the Bank winner this summer.
I like that too. Yeah, he's going to get
Or maybe a big SummerSlam world title win.
I feel like we think is going to happen with the big titles, it almost opens it up for more people.
Right.
To have these, you know, these feuds where before, I mean, the feud with him and Roman was kind of quick, put together fairly quickly. Was that in Saudi?
And I'm not convinced that. I mean, we'll talk about the story in a few, but I'm not convinced if Cody Rhodes wins, that his reign will necessarily be all that long.
Right, it doesn't have to be.
So,
doesn't have to be at all, really. If you think about it, it could be minutes,
seconds
even. So this next one is a chance for a bunch of guys who are over like Rover. And did I share that right? I hopefully did. We got a 6-pack ladder match for the championship, for the undisputed championships, which they need to get rid of the two of these belts and just have them either.
Yeah.
I heard someone say that, you know, all the belts will be hanging up, but somehow R-Truth will pull down only one, or they'll do something where they have to split up the belts.
Yeah.
But this one is going to be, I don't know if I was going to say it's going to steal the show, but it could. There's enough.
Yeah, it's
going to
be an insane match, I think. I think this is one of the harder ones to predict. I would say Judgment Day retains, except they've had those belts for a while. And this is an easy way to get the belts off them and kind of protect them. You know, they don't have to really get pinned or anything like that. I think if they lose, I would love to see, personally, I would love to see DIY take it.
Oh, that would be great.
I think it's going to go to Awesome Truth there. I think you have The Miz, you have R-Truth.
See,
the whole R-Truth Judgment Day story has been going on for a while, and I think it pays off with them getting the tag belts.
That makes too much sense. I was just thinking, just let heels get it. Let Theory and Waller get it. Waller, the best talker in the game.
I would not mind Theory or Waller getting it. And
I would love
giving
DIY,
you know, giving them a big moment. I think Bates and Dunn, you know, I love them, giving them a big moment. I think DIY giving them a big moment. But I think you know, with like Bates and Dunn, I think with DIY, they'll have a lot of big steal the show moments in the match. And right now, being at WrestleMania, having those in-ring moments might be enough for them. I don't think they necessarily need to walk out with the title.
No, that's true.
I think with, you know, Miz, R-Truth, they both have been there forever. I think it's sort of like kind of just like a thank you for your service type thing. And it puts a little bow on the R-Truth Judgment Day storyline.
What I would love is, I know Big E's there. Big E's been working. He's doing like kickoff stuff and commentary. I want him to be able to introduce New Day. That'd be
nice.
That would be pretty nice to hear.
New Day would be the one team that I would hate to see win, and I don't think they do win. It's just they don't need another tag title. They have enough.
My seat cushions keep sliding. I'm not just what's going on
over there?
And I'm only putting, I just picked these in order of the way they were listed on the www.wwe.com internet website.
Well, you must be speaking about the World Wide Web.
Yes. It's http://www. We have, I think Dave Mustaine said it best when he said, "Brother, killing brother, spilling blood across the land, killing for the bloodline, something I don't understand." Brother against brother, Jay versus Jimmy, Oos versus Oos. I'm going to call it right now. As much as everyone wants to see, you know, Jay Uso doing the bouncing thing at the end,
right?
I need the bloodline to kick ass on Saturday. I'm assuming this is Saturday. I don't know that. They need to be as dominant as they can be going into the final match. So I'm picking Jimmy to win over Jay.
I can see that, because I don't think this rivalry ends on at Mania. Nope. I think, you know, we're going to see just a couple rematches, and it's and Jay will ultimately come out on top. But I think Jimmy wins this one.
I agree with you. Just for the reason of,
I will be back.
That's all right. I'm going to vamp. So, you know, folks, Brandon, he's a podcaster sometimes. Have you ever heard of Metallicast? Because it used to be a thing. I'm going to stop his video for a second, just so he's not bothering. You know, I don't want anything bad to show up on his background if he walks by, you know, shirtless. So he's a podcaster. He is a professional. He's a husband. He's a father. And right now, his selfish children are taking my time for themselves. I haven't even met these kids yet. And yet they think that they could go and just say, "Oh, daddy, I need you. Please, please give me some time. Please get away from the important thing like talking about wrestling so that you can tuck me
in."
No worries.
I told her, but she got out of bed. My daughter got out of bed. And I said, "Listen, it's time to lie back down. Daddy's speaking about WrestleMania."
Thank you.
And she said, "Oh, my dearest father, I am so sorry. Please, please forgive me." And
I hope you didn't.
"Tell Mikel that I think Cody needs to finish his story. And I said, okay.
Smart
kid. That was out of bed.
Smart, smart kid.
Yeah.
It's a shame she outgrew wrestling years ago. So we're both in agreement of Jimmy over Jay. Next up for the Intercontinental Championship, we have Gunther. How used to you? Used to Gunther are you now? Like the thought of Walter seems older than
I know.
Isn't it weird
when
how they do
his
that?
Name, I was like, this is the worst name change I've ever heard in my entire life, and now I'm like, who's Walter?
Right. It's crazy how they do that. It was like, wait, Mike, whatever the guy's name is now, Curtis Axel. Okay, that's his name. So Sami Zayn versus Gunther, the ring general, or however they say it, for the IC title, the longest reigning IC champion. This guy has, I mean, what a year he's had.
Yeah.
Sammy, of course, coming off last year, headlining Saturday night of WrestleMania.
Right.
Now he's in this match. I personally wanted to see Gable go back and finish his story. Gable's still in the story, and I wonder, is there some sort of thing where Gable costs Sammy something? I don't know. Either he joins, he leaves, because he's kind of been separate from everyone else on his Alpha Academy recently.
I think something happens there. I think,
yeah.
I don't know if Chad Gable helps or hurts Sami Zayn winning, but I think either way, it's somehow going to get Chad Gable back to the mix. And I do think we see Chad Gable with the Intercontinental title. You know, it's hard to say Gunther's going to lose because he just rarely does. But at some point, he's got to lose it.
Some point. I mean, the Ultimate Warrior beat Honky
Tonk
Man.
I think it'll be an underdog. You know, it's not gonna. It's gonna be a Gable, or it's gonna be, you know, a Zane type person who's smaller in stature. I don't think it's going to be like almost whatever. By the way, thank God he doesn't have a WrestleMania match this year.
He's had a couple.
I remember texting Joe last year being like, and then he lost his match again. And I was like, he's like the worst part-timer they've ever had. Like, they wheel him out every SummerSlam and Mania for a big match when nobody cares about him to begin with. And then he loses. So it doesn't even like escalate. Like, it doesn't like progress. But anyways, I'm going to go with Gunther wins.
How about this? Gunther wins. Somehow Chad Gable gets involved. The Raw after Mania, the main event, Chad Gable beats Gunther in the main event of Raw that Monday night.
I like that. The crowd would go nuts.
That would be an insane.
And I think they need to do, I was thinking a couple days ago randomly, they need to bring back Raw after Mania, because last year it was just a regular Raw. Oh,
it was bad.
There was nothing special that happened. And I think they need to recapture that magic as like this year, with kind of like anything goes. People are going to come back. Yep. It's going to be a surprise championship switch or whatever. I'm with you. I like that plan. Okay, I'm going to go with you. It's rare I agree with you, but I like that.
Sometimes I come up with it. It's shocking. Wait, do we have another chat, or is that me as well? Oh, that's
so.
Me.
If
that was
if
me.
Gable costs Zayn the match,
even if
somehow
it's not like he doesn't have to be, you know, nefarious. It could be just a distraction, and he didn't mean to. Maybe even Sammy
accidental.
Turns. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we're both in agreement that Sammy will be a great match. It'll be a hard-hitting match. But the ring, Yenyarao, I can't say it. Now here is one of the most Photoshop photos of these three men that I've ever seen. The next match for the United States Championship, a triple threat. if you could look at what these three guys look like, they just like Photoshop the hell out of, like, I don't know. Kevin Owens looks weird. Logan Paul looks weird. Randy Orton looks the least weird, but he almost looks like he's going to like morph into a snake.
They like smoothed out all their faces.
Yes, yes, too much. Yeah. Somehow Kevin Owens looks 62 years old. It was, you know, it's funny. Punk, I think on that interview, didn't he say he's young? He goes, I think I'm actually younger than AJ Styles. I think he's older than me. And he also said, like, I'm the age now that Terry Funk was when he did Roadhouse. So think about how long Terry Funk wrestled after that.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I just rewatched Roadhouse.
The original.
Or actually, it might have been. It's my first memory of watching it from start to finish.
So you saw the throat?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. Maybe at one point back in the day, I'd seen the whole thing. But this is like my first memory of watching it. It's a classic. It holds up still.
It really
is. Some great one-liners in it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time. But yes, I remember loving it. You know, throat ripping. That's where...
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where MacGruber got his love of throat ripping was from Roadhouse. So this match, Triple Threat, it's one of those matches I go, oh yeah, this is happening too. But it doesn't mean it won't be good. I'm sure it'll be quite great. But
I think Logan Paul wins. I'm going to say too.
I think he retains.
You know, he's such a good heel. It's an easy match he can like kind of sneak his way out of. I think Owens and Orton will end up working together and then ultimately start just like beating the crap out of each other. And at that point, Logan Paul can do something dastardly and heelish to get the upper hand and pin one of them.
Get one of his guys in there. They've been telling the brass knuckle story for months now.
Question for you. We have, this has potential to go get really bonkers and over the top, I think. They have the upcoming deal with Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix has a major boxing match coming up.
You know, Jake Paul, feel like someone mentioned
Mike
this.
Tyson.
Yes, like do Jake Paul comes out and then Mike Tyson.
Jake Paul come out and then do we see Mike Tyson come out? There's a history there. It writes itself. It's WrestleMania. I think we might see it.
I heard someone else mention that too at one of the Ringer podcasts. That makes all the sense in the world for this, because this match, as good as it is, it doesn't have that whoa, crazy. This is going to get crazy.
Yeah.
That would make it. That would bring it over the top. But if he does show up, then I see him possibly losing if Tyson shows up.
Yeah, I agree. It's either. Or if he wins and Tyson shows up, he's getting punched out by Tyson.
He shows up after him, right. That makes sense too, yeah. I like it. I am so excited for this weekend. I'm 47. Now, I try to explain to my friend, I want to sit you down and make you watch full wrestling. He goes, oh my God, I would die. It's like, you just don't get it. Then I tried. Then I started trolling him, telling him, I go, it's as good entertainment as The Godfather 2, or I'm naming classic movies. He starts texting everyone. I'm like, you freaking idiot. Of course I love it, but I know it's not as, you know, but it is.
It is up there with the classics, Godfather Part 3, Rocky 5, Jaws 3D. You know, just all
the greatest, the greats of the greats. Troll 2.
Troll 2.
Your other brother's favorite movie.
His cop is spelled backwards.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
Really?
I've only seen bits and pieces of it.
My brother and his B-movie madness aside, that's one that I, you know, remember watching in college with friends, and that's like awesome. We still quote to this day. Has a life of its own.
I feel like I've lost. You're there, but
don't you pick on hospitality?
That's not garbage
and I still
day.
Say
no, that's
all
a different.
the time, whenever I need somebody from my family to follow me for a reason, I'd go, follow me, Farmer Waits.
Again, I don't know this movie.
Which Emily understands. June and Hazel do not. But thank God, nobody's listening to this if I'm just name dropping my whole family on.
That's true. What's their address and where do they go to school? Jesus. I mean this is going as a podcast. Now you're gonna make me try to edit this thing? It ain't happening.
No, it's fine. Nobody's gonna listen.
That's true also. So really it's fine. You know, my friend goes, I said some things on the podcast. Like, is it gonna get out there? I'm like, to who? Well, some people at work know I have a podcast. I go, how do they know that? Well, I told them. Well, there you go. There's your date. I won't use your last name anymore. Next up, we have one of the women's matches. This is the WWE Women's World. Oh, this is the Women's World Champion, which I'm so glad they switched these belts from SmackDown and Raw to these two. So much nicer. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. This is the one I feel like getting more attention than the other championship match, but both of them I think will be quite great. I like that in this photo, I realize now she has a Dirty Dom like choker around her neck. if you can think of Rhea Ripley, I remember her coming back to NXT, I think, and then coming to WWE, the big deal. And then all of a sudden, she is in a tag team with what it was like Nikki, but she was super Nikki. Like not a hero. I was almost a hero. I forget. It was some weird thing.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God. And then she joined Judgment Day and you're like, okay, it was her with, that was with Edge originally. And then it's just taken off from there.
Mommy.
Yeah. It really, once they put them two together and it was those videos. When like Dom was getting arrested, he's like, I can't make it. I can't make it on hard time, please. And just the way she's, you know, taken him under her wing has been pretty spectacular. But Becky Lynch has a book out. Do they go with the woman who has a book out? Or do they go with Rhea Ripley?
You know, this is a tough one to call because I think Becky Lynch is like, you know, the man for a reason. She, yep. I think, is like the top dog in the women's division and just like a legend. But I think, you know, the way they position Rhea Ripley, I think she is one of the biggest stars they have right now. And, you know, nobody is going to be offended if Becky Lynch loses this match. I think there will be people offended if Rhea Ripley loses this match. And I think Rhea Ripley retains.
I think you're right. And I also think, and I hate to say it because it shouldn't matter, but I feel like this match lends to what happens in the other women's match. Like, I don't think there'd be two championship changes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so I agree.
If Becky won, I don't know how the next match would be. But right. You're right. Becky doesn't need to win. They could give her that, you know, I'm Becky Lynch and I'm still Becky Lynch and look here, I did it again. But
it won't surprise me if she does win.
True. Yeah.
But
it wouldn't.
I don't think that she does.
And speaking of that other women's match, we have the WWE Women's Championship match up for grabs. Brandon's going to watch Apocalypse.
I'm watching Apocalypse. There's a Firehouse Subs add-on, so I'm a little bit distracted.
We don't have
I don't think that's a real place. I don't think that's a real place.
It is.
I've never seen one.
I have seen it. I
Where,
saw
Florida?
It.
Florida?
Yes. Yeah. We went to visit my cousin, and there was a Firehouse Subs there, and you know she didn't. They said it really wasn't that great. So, you there?
Yeah, but my other daughter's up now, so...
Interesting. So, moment. Really quickly, who's going to win,
Do they
Io
always
or Bayley?
Wake up? No. Did they both wake up during the recording of this only?
Of course.
Yes.
EO or Bailey?
Bailey.
Someone's watching. Hi, someone. For now. So you have, okay, and now he's going away. I'm going to turn off his video again so that you don't see his, you know, you don't see the locked door where he keeps all his victims. I just thought that would be the safest thing to do. So as I said before, Brandon's selfish children sometimes take him away from what's important, and that's me and this show. Now, I think he said Bailey's going to win. I agree. Io Sky, the WWE Women's Champion, is going up against Bailey. They have done enough of Bailey getting, you know, beaten up and turned on by Damage Control that this is her moment. She's never really had a WrestleMania moment, right? I mean, she's won the belt. I think she did she cash in once to win it? I forget. But I think she lost the tag belts at WrestleMania too. Was that the one? Her and Sasha. This is her time. Any other year, this could be one of the main events for the night, or one of the women's matches would be one of the main events for the night. Any other night for this night, could be the co-main event, could be up there. I don't know if they're both doing both women on the same night. I forget. I know Triple H tweeted out both matches, not schedules, but what the card is for each night. This one, I do think there will be a championship change, and Brandon agrees with me. Bailey is going to be your new WWE Women's Champion. Maybe she'll kick off Raw.
Be quiet. This is a good part of X-Men Apocalypse.
I'm going to ask Brandon to turn on his video again so we could see what the after effects look like for, you know, being in a nuclear fallout, meltdown, whatever. I don't know. Let's see the look of a man who watches X-Men Apocalypse. The worst X-Men. Actually, not the worst X-Men. We already said, oh! Are you crying? Dude, it looks like you look like Kevin Owens in the Photoshop. Like your eyes, you look like you had a facelift for a second there.
We'll see what happens. They're not completely settled yet.
Interesting.
So this could go off the rails. But you see, I'm normally when I am doing something like this, I would hand off the baby monitor to the missus. But right now I'm trying to make it so I don't have to have the baby monitor Saturday and Sunday night.
That's good.
And because I know if I do that, what's going to happen is Sunday night, Cody Rhodes does his finisher. 1, 2, and they're going to wake up and I'm going to miss the ending.
And, Shut up, children. And it seems.
And then I'm not going to be happy. So I'll sacrifice the time now.
Well, here's the good thing. We only have 3 matches left.
Here's the good thing. Bailey's going to win. The bad thing, I feel like she's sort of taken a back seat as the Royal Rumble winner.
That's
But
I was saying when you were off being a dad, I was saying she's never really had a WrestleMania moment, right?
Yeah.
Did she lose the belt?
She'll win the title and they'll play it off like, this is her moment. This is her WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
But really, is it the WrestleMania moment she should get when it's not like the last match of the night and you've won the Royal Rumble?
Yeah. Like, you know? I think any other year, this could be one of the, you know, one of the women matches would have probably finished the night.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Yeah. But I think she does win and get her moment, air quotes.
Quote unquote, air quotes. Moment. Speaking of moments, this next match features a man who had a WrestleMania moment and kind of carried the company with his championship reign in front of no people. That's right. We're talking about the one and only Drew McIntyre taking on Seth freaking Rollins. They say that way too much, for the WWE World Heavyweight Champion Chip, a title that is maybe a less than a year. Is it less than a year old or is it a year old? I don't even remember.
I don't remember. I think it's less than a year old.
I think
old.
So. I think they unveiled it last year with, you know, not long after Mania. And so, but it's kind of the way I like, oh, it's a, still a new title, but you know what? It's just, they need the Raw title. They need the SmackDown title.
Yeah.
They're, none of them are real. So it's okay.
It's He's still real to me.
It's real enough. He's made it prestigious enough. But even with this match, CM Punk has somehow still part of this story.
Like, yeah.
Seth has been so busy doing his stuff with the Bloodline and Cody that Drew has been kind of focusing on CM Punk more than Seth, like the next story. And, you know, Punk's in that arm brace. I mean, he could take that off. I don't know. I saw Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. They cut Turbo's cast off and he's breakdancing 5 seconds later. So anything's possible.
Oh, it's possible.
I have two questions for you about this.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, three, I guess, because now CM Punk, he's going to be guest commentator. So he's right. He's going to be out there during it. Does he get involved physically with the match?
I think he does. I don't think like he's going to take like a bump or anything like that.
Right.
But I think he's at least going to provide a distraction. And I think, you know, I think Rollins retains. I think that because they've been positioning him as sort of like the weak link in terms of like champions. Well, I don't know. There's two scenarios I'm thinking about. And in order to talk about these scenarios, you need to also talk about the night one main event, which I'm assuming is going to be the next match on the list.
It is, yes.
So, you know, in the night one main event, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, I think The Rock and I think Roman win that match. And
we could talk about that one. That makes sense.
And I think because they win that match, I think Steph will win and successfully retain his title against Drew.
Interesting.
But I could also see him losing this match, the tag match, him losing the title. And then him letting all of his frustration out on Cody Rhodes.
See, okay. That's interesting. Now that could be the... I
would love to see Drew win the title because Seth's had it for a while. I think Drew McIntyre has been killing it lately in his heel persona. And they've been angling for Drew Punk. Does that match... That match is going to be a good match when it happens, no matter... if the title's on the line, but I think for a match like that, it just has that extra juice if the title's on the line. I mean, I think the writing and the booking has just been so fantastic with the main event scene where they have all these multiple storylines over, you know, just weaving in and out of each other. And it leads me to think I have no clue what's going to happen in these three matches, really.
That's the fun of it, right? That you think, well, if this happens, then this happens, and maybe this happens. Like, I never thought, like, oh, wait. Like, I fully was going to say Drew's winning this. But then you're saying, well, Seth's going to lose. Is he going to be a complete loser both times? And I'm going to say yes. I think maybe even this match maybe that Drew match will be a complete squash. Like, he just destroys him because he might be, you know, ailing after this. Punk will be there. I don't know if he'll get physically involved, maybe close, or you know, in face and stuff.
Distraction.
Oh, see,
that causes Drew to lose. Drew has an excuse. Seth gets the win. It sets up Drew Punk or even like a triple threat down the road.
I like all that.
You know, it's a real. I think the night one main event dictates what happens night two. If Seth and Cody win night one, I don't think that they do. I think, you know, this is The Rock's only match. I think The Rock gets the pinfall over one of them.
Yeah.
But I think if they do somehow win that match, Cody's not finishing his story Sunday night.
You think, okay, interesting. So you think Bloodline winning means Cody's going to lose?
Yes. I know. I think Bloodline winning means Cody's going to win Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But
yes,
if Cody and Seth win,
yes,
they're not, the Bloodline's not losing twice in a row.
Right. But the Bloodline can't go. Well, you're right. It'd just be a one-on-one match, which is kind of boring. Like, I want craziness. Maybe not in the ring, but around the ring. So I'm gonna say that Drew's gonna win. Seth's just gonna have a bad weekend. Maybe let him go rest because he's still like, I know he got cleared, but he's, you know, give him a week. But I'm gonna say the Bloodline wins, the final boss and the head of the table, the tribal chief, win so that we get tribal, whatever it is, Bloodline family rules. The next match, which doesn't necessarily have to just be Jimmy J and Solo, or, you know, Jimmy and Solo. You know, there's a whole bunch of like family members. They could do a whole thing where, you know, maybe they're not out there, but they're around. They're like, you know, standing around the ring or something. I saw people saying, well, then all of a sudden you hear Cena come out to fight them, and imagine The Rock getting involved, and then you hear Austin's glass break.
Yeah, no, I saw that. But that's
that'd be crazy.
You can't. I don't think you do that in this match because then you're just overbooking. And if this was just like a Rock, like run of the mill Rock comeback,
yeah,
okay, I could see that happening. But this is like. The Rock coming back has taken on a life of its own. I mean, I think right now somehow The Rock is the hottest heel in the whole business. And I don't think you throw away, you know, the ending of Raw, this was just this past Monday where Cody's bloody and he's whipping with the belt. Like, I don't think you can add on. I don't think you need to add on more layers to it. I don't think you do it because it cheapens it. I think the focus needs to be on those four guys. I think Rock and Roman destroy them in a lot of ways. And, you know, the stories, here's another scenario for you. They both get their butts kicked, Cody and Seth do. Seth loses the title because he's so beat up from the night before.
Yeah.
All the odds are stacked against Cody. Seth lost. Cody's beat up. But Cody's been getting that Superman, like, Cena in his prime treatment. I mean, he beat Rollins before when he had, like, the legit pectoral. So, I mean, and then you just push Cody even more, like, coming back and finishing the story.
I love it.
I don't see an outcome. I mean, I don't see how you leave night two without Cody finishing the story.
I think,
but if they win, if Cody and Seth win Saturday night, and again, I don't think they do, but if they do, that will throw my whole theory out the window. Right. I think.
And it's, I don't want to say a match between them would be boring, but it would lessen the excitement of what does all this mean? What is Bloodline rules? Tribal battle, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Just because it's at WrestleMania, you feel like they will pick things up or stack it.
And Cody's like the first legit babyface they've had in years where like everybody likes him.
Yep.
You know, like Cena was a babyface, but he got booed all the time. Right. You know? And this is the first top babyface they've had that people legitimately cheer, genuinely are behind. That the machine is behind. You know, like, you can talk about Daniel Bryan, but, like, the machine wasn't behind him at first.
Right. It
was and, you know, so this is the first time where it's all sort of lined up. You give them, you know, you want to stack the odds against the hero, against the face. and see them overcome the odds, you know? So I think that's what they're going to do.
But I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think that the, you know, here's the big thing. Do you think in the final, in the ultimate end of the night, Cody goes home finishing his story?
I do.
I agree.
If he doesn't win it this year,
yep,
you can't ever have him win it because he's going to be too. I know people last year were like, "Well, you ruined it. You ruined it. You know, like that was you
didn't.
Can't and they didn't. But you can't do that twice
right.
in a row. You can't lose twice and try it again year three. Like it doesn't. He will really be ruined in terms of not that he's going to be ruined as like a draw or anything like that. But he's going to be. You're not going to. He's never going to be able to finish the story. You're never going to take him seriously as like as a champion or as like a championship threat. And I don't think you do this match. Yeah, I don't think you do all your branding behind Finish the Story. I mean, even their video game, 2K24, is based around. I don't think you do all this and then have them lose. That's just the worst marketing and branding ever. And WWE's not known for bad branding and marketing, if you know, to say the least. So hence why they always say Seth freaking Rollins over and over again.
Is there something more we're going to see? Do we see not The Rock having a face turn, not Roman having a face turn, but I have this idea that Cody wins. Everyone's excited. He finishes the story. He goes off. Maybe you think they're going off the air, but it doesn't quite happen yet. And The Rock is disgusted the fact that Roman, after everything he did, all the help he did, you know, doing all the shit, Roman still lost. And either he turns on Roman, you know, or he gets the whole bloodline to turn on Roman and kick him, you know, something where there's a breakdown. Do you foresee anything like that happening?
Yeah. I would normally say, no, let it do the slow burn. But the reason I'm saying yes, because I don't know how much The Rock's going to be around after me. He's a busy man. You know, he's got the new XFL to run. And
he's got that. He's got to go film the Fast 11.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got he's got to, you know, film Jumanji 3 and, you know, Fast 11 and
Tooth Fairy 3, because we know Larry the Cable Guy was already Tooth Fairy 2, I think.
Of course.
But I think that's
true. And God knows what other franchises. So, like, they could pull the trigger, and then, you know, it could be another 6 months to a year before they follow up on it.
Right. They've done something like that before. My last question to you, Brandon. Do you participate in Thong Thursday? And if so, can we see? My last actual question for you. Wait,
yes.
You have an answer.
Yes.
Excellent. And we'll wait. We'll do it after the show because I don't want to get pinged for having too much hotness on a live stream.
Understandable.
Damian Priest has been with that briefcase for months.
Yeah.
Nothing doing. Do we see a cash in either, you know, on Drew or Seth? Maybe Seth wins, like you were saying, but then he's so weak that Damian Priest comes out, cashes in, boom, there's your new story. And Drew goes after him, I don't know. Or Drew goes after Punk, and now you have Seth. And
they could do
something there. Or I can't see him cashing in on the main event. Like, that's putting yourself in a story that you're not even part of. And all the cash-ins have been dealing with the Raw, you know, belt.
Yeah. Do we see it happen? I don't think we do. But
You're the, I love that we see half your fucking face for this, for the live stream.
Do we see it happen the Raw after Mania?
Do we see, ooh.
Now, I think if Judgment Day loses those tag titles and Steph retains, I think there's a good chance that something is set up for Monday where, you know, Steph's beat up after two brutal matches in a row. It's night three. He's the working horse champion. He's putting the title on the line against somebody. And then we get a cash in. I could see that happening that on Raw.
They get the Raw pop.
Yeah.
Will you be watching Raw?
I might make an effort to tune into some of it. I doubt I'll sit and watch the whole thing.
Oh,
but I might find time to tune into some.
Very, very good.
It depends on how late night one and night two goes.
That's true. That is true. The worst is last year. I completely the Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair match. There they are. I see them coming out. Next thing I know, there's promos for the next match. Completely fell asleep through the entire thing, missed the whole thing. I remember people talking about how great it was. I still haven't seen it.
Well, last year, we moved in the weekend of WrestleMania
I remember that, yeah.
Our house. So, night one, I watched half of night one setting up the basement that I'm in now. So, I was, like, setting up the TV and stuff. Yep. Like, I literally did, like, the bare minimum to put WrestleMania on like 5 minutes before like it started. And then I was like, just went about my business and like, and we have a bar in our basement that was like delivered that day. So I was like, I was unboxing and unpacking and moving and everything. And then Sunday.
The TV, two important things. Your kids didn't have beds,
course.
but
yeah. No, my priorities were where they should have been. And then Sunday, you know, we were busy all day Sunday or whatever. I was like, you know what? Sunday night, I'm gonna have a few drinks and I'm going to just watch WrestleMania. And I had a few drinks and I sat and I watched WrestleMania and I had a glorious time. I saw Cody Rhodes come to the ring, I saw Roman Reigns come to the ring, and then I just woke up when that match was done and I said, oh crap. I really wanted to see this match. And I said, all right. I went on Twitter. And I'm like, if Cody Rhodes won, I'm going back and watching this match.
Oh, okay.
But if Roman Reigns won, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And I saw Reigns won. So I never actually saw the match from last year.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. I'm sure like it was great.
Ending, but, yeah. Well, we did it. They said it wouldn't be done. They said it couldn't be done. And they also said, we don't care if it is done because we're not going to watch or listen anyway. But we.
And I'll say again, like I do once a year now, I hope it's never done again.
We will. You know what? Maybe WrestleFania is now just a live stream video show. After, do you think you could join us after every Raw, NXT, Superstars, Main Event, SmackDown, and PLE?
Oh, yeah, totally. I don't have anything else going on.
Excellent. Why don't we just stay live now?
I don't have anything else going on every night of the week.
Every night of your life. Ah, well, Brandon, I am tickled. Tickled in my pickled that you joined me today. Joined us. Joined me and everybody watching this video right now, which was my brother for 5 seconds. I think someone else accidentally stumbled on it. And maybe you hit it, or even your brother looked at it and said, nope. thank you for joining. Thank you for getting the WrestleMania magic duo, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Back together.
I'm glad I could do it right with on my cell phone with
no microphone. You have a nice setup. You have microphones.
Oh yeah, I have all that. It just never happened.
That's why I asked you. And then
with X-Men Apocalypse playing in the background. I'm
Your
actually
favorite movie?
have not seen as much of the movie as I wanted to see, so I'm a little bit disappointed in the reporting.
They win in the
I
end.
also, was hoping to get some MLB The Show in. It was a little too distracted being on this. So what I'm saying is I need to go. I have more important things to do.
We need you to go.
I will see everybody on, I'm still gonna call it Twitter because I don't believe
That's
in
what it is.
X. I don't know what X
Nope.
is.
X
How
is
do
for
you, all
you.
right, how do you
The
do
only
this, right?
X's are in your
How do
movies.
you rename it X but still call it a tweet?
I think they call it posts. You post on X.
That's so stupid.
Even though the website still says Twitter because you can't figure that one out.
Horrible. All
Brandon,
right.
thank you so much for joining us. You can, do you want to just sign off? I don't know how to end this live stream. So I'm going to say,
I know how to end it.
yeah.
Wyatt.
Do it. It's still, I
Wyatt.
feel it right here. All right, folks. You know, we used to do a podcast. You go to, you can, he's not going to leave. You can go to fansnotexperts.com and see all these old episodes of
This
our
is my
podcast, or you can
best.
listen to them.
My
You
best.
can also look,
Next
stay
time
on
I'm
this
doing the
live
whole
stream,
thing like this.
and you can just, if you're into, pectoral muscles, this is the best we got. He's the best in the biz. So that's it. I'm leaving. The live stream is now done. Brandon, before we get even lower, that camera's going to keep going down, down, down. And oh, here we go. Oh, up.
The
We're going from to his belly down to his jelly.
bar. This is
All right.
like what it's like to
No
FaceTime
shit. Brandon, say goodbye, Brandon.
Bye, Brandon.
Toodles, everyone. Thank you. Fans.experts.com, Wrestle Watcher, and Wrestle Brand on Twitter. And enjoy WrestleMania.
Peace.
Now I'm gonna hit stop the live stream. Goodbye.
Bye.